It's the Odium Adele review, isn't it?
Well done, Sam. That was I've got this on my playlist.
You got the Emmerdale review on your playlist. I have.
The Breakbeat version. My Breakbeat version.
I get like maybe Joy Division, this, and then Dizzy Rascal or something. It's brilliant.
Great combo, yeah.
The problem is, do you hear this when you're on the train and just break out into an impromptu Emmerdale review?
I do that anyway.
Okay.
Anyone
that'll listen, you can, if you see Rob on the train, approach him.
I've got a badge, a big badge, and it says I talk about Emmerdale.
Yeah. People, if you see a guy...
That's why no one sits next to me on very packed trains. Oh, just suss that. Right, anyway. Now, we are about 5 months behind on Emmerdale, and it's actually this week has been leading up to Christmas Eve. Are we all right now?
Yep.
Okay, it's been leading up to Christmas Eve, and there's so many storylines going on, some real bad ones, but I've chosen one, and it's a really nice one. It's about Marlon Dingle. Now, we talked about Marlon before. He's one of the Dingles. He's the chef in the wall pack.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, his partner, Jessica, is trying to arrange a secret wedding for them for Christmas, and it's all going wrong, as it does, you know. And Marlon nearly found out...
Hang on a second, wait. Secret wedding?
She wants to do a secret wedding on Christmas Day.
Does he know?
Well, no, because it's a secret.
So, wait, she's going to show up and be like, let's get married.
No,
right
what
now.
She's doing is she said, like what's happened is Lydia, who's Sam Dingle's partner, who lives at the Dingle's farm, has said to everybody, right, come out to our place Christmas Day, we're going to have a few drinks and blah, 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 blah. Everybody else knows about the wedding apart from Marlon.
Who's the groom?
Who's the groom?
That's awful.
Yeah, I don't know about this. And what? They're going to be like, boom, wedding.
Yeah, have you been watching it?
No, I just...
That's what she does. No, Marlon's he's a bit of a plank.
He's not the plank. It sounds like they've done a bad plan there.
So what you're saying is Marlon should just take what he's given. Somebody wants to marry him.
Oh, no. He's well-loved up.
Okay,
he's well-loved up. Yeah. He's, you know, they're a really nice couple. But he nearly found out by accident. He went up to see Lydia up at the farm, and she's looking at all these menus. And he goes, so what's all this about? Are you planning a wedding? And she went, oh, yeah. Me and Sam are going to get married, but Sam doesn't know.
Oh, no.
So, right, so now Marlon thinks that Sam and Lydia are getting married. So he said, I'll do the catering for you. Oh, so he's catering his own wedding. Told you he was a plank.
What
anyway.
A chump. It's not his fault. He's just being generous.
Save a bit if you cater your own wedding, though.
Yeah. But I mean, that, so it comes up. It's like Christmas Eve. So Lydia says to Sam, look, here's some money. You're going to go out with Marlon and have a bit of fun. And Jessica says to Marlon, right, don't say anything, but it's Sam's like stag do tonight or today. Take him out to the pub, but don't say it's for his wedding. Just have fun. You're always doing stuff for people.
But it's
not
really his stag do because it's actually Marlon's stag do. Oh, my God.
So it's getting really, really complicated at this stage. Stay with it because it's worth it.
Yeah.
Right, so they end up going to the wall pack, which is run by the Dingles. You've got Chaz and Charity Dingle run the pub. And they just start getting on it. Like 10 o'clock in the morning, they're doing chases and all that lot. And then all of a sudden they go, right, there's no one in the bar. They said, right, let's drink straight from the tap.
Wow.
So they get to, well, classy. So you'll like this, being a pub person. They get around the back of the bar and they start drinking off the tap. And then Charity comes in. She goes, absolutely nuts. All right, get out, you drunks and all that. So off they go. They're wandering around the village, going to the local shop, knock all the stands over and all that. And then when they come out, they see this van parked outside the pub.
Not another drink drive story.
No. It's this van parked outside the pub, and it's like they're delivering beer. So the back doors are open. So the two boys are going, right, off we go. So they go in there, start getting on it, fall asleep. Right,
classic.
So they've crashed out.
Who's in the van?
So you've got Sam Dingle and Marlon Dingle.
The two of them.
The night before the wedding.
They've
crashed out in the van. The bloke's come out of the wall pack, said goodbye to Charity, like, I'm off now. And she goes, oh, have you got far to go? And he went, yeah, I've got to go to Bristol. And then obviously you didn't see two drunk blokes in the back of the van. He shut the doors up, off they've gone.
Totally believable.
Now, well, who could happen?
I mean, it could happen.
It could happen. But I thought that was a nice bit of humour because there's been some bad stuff happening.
It is funny, although it is tragic when the wedding comes up and she's like, oh, I'm going to surprise...
Well, what happened was she got to the point, she goes, you know, everything's going wrong, I'm not going to do the wedding anymore. And Marlon's little daughter and that said, no, I know my dad, he'll really like that, he loves you and...
But he's going to be in Bristol.
And now he's going to wake up in Bristol. At least he might be able to see Massive Attack or something. Because they come from Bristol.
They're playing 24/7 in Bristol Square.
So, but there's some other good storylines which I'll talk about next week. I don't want to do too much.
Okay, so Van drives off and then they roll credits.
And then da-da-da-da.
So we don't know if he actually gets to Bristol
but
or not.
But, like, okay, have I got time to tell you a quick one about Bob?
Yeah, go on.
Remember Bob?
Yeah, man. The con
Everything went all wrong for him and all that.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Was he?
He did that. That male review.
Yeah, he was dancing in his pants.
And his girlfriend come in and blew him out.
I caught up.
The review
didn't turn up, and so Bob decided to do a review himself.
Yeah.
As you would.
And he was down to his little Union Jack boxes with these old ladies greasing him up, and his girlfriend walked in and it was really, really bad. Anyway, it's even going worse for him. Come out of Christmas, he's got no money, right? Owes money everywhere. And he gets this sort of job to be they want a Father Christmas and they want an elf.
Right.
So he's got all the gear to dress up as an elf. Everybody thinks he's a leprechaun, which really annoys him. He drives to this hospital to go Father Christmas, do all this stuff. Does that, comes out, someone's stolen his car. His car's been towed. So he's got no money, and then he's got no money to buy the kids.
And he's wearing a leprechaun outfit.
And he's getting really annoyed because everybody goes, oh, good luck to you, sir. Oh, how's about you? And all that. He's going, I'm an elf. I'm not a leprechaun. And then he's got no money for presents for his kids, and his kids are giving them his Christmas present. He looks at it. It's a watch.
Very tragic.
And then he phones up a pawn shop, mm-hmm. and he's going to pawn his watch from his kids so he can buy his kids a Christmas present.
Oh, that's breaking my heart.
And he's dressed up as an elf with a big, like, happy smiley face.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. See, you get yin and yang with Emma, don't you?
That's pretty... I mean, that is just an incredibly convoluted story of gift exchange there. That's
very
crazy.
Sad. I feel
now,
sorry for
Bob. With the interview, I haven't seen Johnny for a little bit, but I'm going to get onto it myself and Instagram a couple of the...
It's always worked, I think. If you just from there. I'm harass talk to people them. On Instagram, it's definitely
the best way. I can be nice about it, you know.
But you know what I mean, just keep it up.
Yeah.
Lots of messages.
It's been very heartening after last week talking about the petition to see people walking down Queen Street wearing
See the marts the other day.
Yeah, people saying, let Rob interview a dingle.
Dingle or bust.
Dingle or bust.
Dingle or bust. I've actually got a text message about the dingles for you, Rob. Someone has asked, is Rob in love with the dingles? But no question marks.
Yeah.
Whoa, he's straight in there. No hesitation.
Oh, how many of them are there?
Oh, there's loads of them. Oh, actually, that's what I was going to do. I was going to wait for you to come back. I will do a history of the dingles next week.
You know what? That sounds just
and
about what I need.
Can I just say there's 13 hours, 26 minutes and 4 seconds to the kickoff.
There we go. That's not strictly Emmerdale, but
we'll allow it. I'll be watching it.
Emmerdale. Emma Jan.